Will you pray for me? Be on the alert and pray. From Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. Now I was stunned by the words that pierced my ears. I said, "Pardon me, what did you say?" The young man repeated, "Will you pray for me, sir?" That was the first time I was approached by a stranger who asked me to pray. I'm used to it now, as it happens often. Looking back on the event, I remember sitting and talking with my client in the far corner of the restaurant, away from the hustle and noise. I recall seeing the man pass us and sit down in the next booth. He was joined by a waiter, and they talked for a while. And as I stood and said goodbye to my client, the man said, "Will you pray for me, sir?" I confess, at the time, I was not on the alert. I was focused on my own plans and agenda. I didn't look around with spiritual eyes to see needy hands reaching out, or listen with spiritual ears to hear the cries of despair from those around me. As was often the case with Jesus' disciples, I was in a hurry to get to my destination. I was not on full alert with the heart of Jesus, filled with love and compassion, ready to stop and minister to others in their place of pain and need. I praise God for my spiritual mentor, Colin Millar, who taught me how to do this and helped me to understand why it's important to pray now, in the moment. Now I seldom go through a day without praying for others. Looking back, I can see how God has richly blessed me as a result of that simple act of obedience. Child of God, are you a man or woman of prayer? Are you on the alert for others who are hurting and in need? I encourage you to ask God to help you grow in your prayer walk. Adopt a pray now, not later habit. Be on the alert and pray at all times. Father, thank you for your life-giving and life-changing word. Holy Spirit, help me to be on the alert to the pain and needs of others. Help me develop the habit to pray now, in the moment, with confidence and boldness that you hear and answer my prayers. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.